A good night of Shabbos. Shabbos Chazon is coming in a few hours. Tisha B'Av looms large in less than a week. It's certainly a time that Avelus is on our mind, what the Ramban refers to as Avelus Yeshana, the old Avelus. Avelus not over a fresh loss, but over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash that happened close to 2,000 years ago. And if we're going to approach this period of time as thoughtful Avdi Hashem, so we might ask ourselves an honest question, which is, what exactly is it that we're supposed to be sad about? What are we mourning? The loss of who? The loss of what? So, Klal Yisrael has not had a Beis HaMikdash for 2,000 years. What does that mean to us? What are we missing? Gemara says it was unparalleled architecture, unparalleled beauty. Mishul Ara Beis HaMikdash, you didn't see the second Beis HaMikdash at the end. No, you never saw something of such beauty. But what is it that we're missing? Is it the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash? Is it the karbanos? The avelus of Tisha B'Av seems so vast and so broad. More than just one mitzvah, one set of mitzvahs that we're missing. And the truth is that the Beis HaMikdash was the center not only of Karbanos, certainly was, it was the center of many other mitzvahs and many other aspects of our Avodas Hashem as well. We're missing Karbanos, we're missing the beauty of Beis HaMikdash, but we're certainly missing much, much more than that. And perhaps when a pathway into understanding, appreciating what it is that we miss, what is that we seek to feel that we're missing, that we're mourning over, what it is that we look forward to, Meher Yibara Beis HaMikdash will have back what? So perhaps the pathway into understanding that we could find in a pasuk in this week's parsha. A pasuk Vilayim Ritz Hashem tomorrow. Parshas Devarim, the very first pasuk in Shlishi. Moshe Rabbeinu opens his final drasha to Klal Yisrael, which is Chumash Devarim. He opens with reviewing Jewish histories. He's standing with the door that will enter Eretz Yisrael, reminding them of stories that happened to the previous generation, stories that happened to their parents. Beginning of Shlishi, he's in the middle of reminding them of the story of the Raglim. And he describes the way the Jewish people came over to him to ask for Meraglim. V'atikruvu ne'elai kulchem, you all came to me. And you said, let's nishlach hanashon l'fanein, let's send Meraglim. V'ita v'enei adavar, and I felt it was a good idea. So Rashi comments, v'atikruvu ne'elai kulchem, you all came to me. Why the kulchem? Why not just v'atikruvu ne'elai, you came to me? So Rashi quotes from the Sifrei, one of the ancient midrashim on this pasuk, that kulchem is bi'irbuvya. You came as a mass. You came as a disorganized horde of people. And he says it's as opposed to another v'atikruvu ne'elai in next week's parsha. In parsha of Vaschanan and Parakei, right after Moshe reminds the Jewish people of the episode of Matan Torah, he's describing the Jewish people come to him and say, this is overwhelming, and we want you to be the intermediary. V'atikruvu ne'elai there, the pasuk says, you came to me, call Rashi Shivtechem V'ziknechem. The leaders of Klal Yisrael approached. Whereas here it's Kulchem. So Rashi says, Bir Buvya, the mass horde. And not just the quantity of people, but the way you came, you ladim dochem zazkenim, zkenim dochem zarashim. The young people were shoving the older people, even the older people were shoving the heads of the Kehillah Rabbanim. So that's a picture of disrespect, a picture of shoving. But Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer Emes Yaakov wonders, that's certainly a chisaron, the lack of Derech Eretz, but what does it have to do with the sort of the core story, the core theme of the
Chet HaMeraglim.
What does it have to do with the storyline? So he makes a fascinating suggestion. He says that this notion of people shoving and pushing, it's not only disrespect, it also bespeaks an urgency. It was burning. They needed to have this. Why do they need to have this? And why, by the way, does Moshe Rabbeinu think it's such a good idea in the next pasuk? Vayita v'enei adavar. I thought it was a davar tov. And Rashi, in the next pasuk, grapples with why did Moshe Rabbeinu think it was good. So Yaakov suggests the answer to both is that it was an urgency born out of they were really scared that it wasn't going to work. The urgency, there was a sense of panic. What's going to be? We're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and we're going to fail. We're going to go into Eretz Yisrael to be routed by the Canaanim. They didn't believe fully that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he'll take care of them, that he would take care of them. It wasn't just a sense of looking at the risks, clear-eyed and understanding what the risks are, but knowing that ultimately results are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. There was, instead of bitachon, there was a panic. And that's what was causing this overwhelming urgency, burning so hard that they lost all sense, normal sense of respect, unlike what they had had just a few months earlier after Har Sinai. And Rabbi Yaakov suggests perhaps that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's response was, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Why is this such a good idea? They're coming shelo l'shem shamayim, they're coming bir buvi, they're coming with disrespect. Come to the lack of bitachon, and he says exactly. Yaakov says that's exactly why it was a davar tov. Because of the way they came, bespoke a lack of connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a lack of awareness of the role HaKadosh Baruch Hu played in their lives. That's what was driving this panic. So Yaakov points out the Ramban comments at the end of Sefer Vayikra that there's a sliding scale of Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in everyone's life. But in some, even more directly than in others. And it's largely driven by us. The more I bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life, the more directly involved he will be in my life. The deeper my sense of bitachon, Rabban writes in Perek Chavav, the end of Vayikra, the deeper my sense of bitachon, the deeper my awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involved in my life, the more directly involved he will be. The greater, the deeper the Hashgacha process will be in my life. And so Yaakov writes, Moshe Rabbeinu sees that the Klal Yisrael were sorely lacking in the Midas HaBitachon. So he said, I would have thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be taken care of us totally b'derech neis, and who needs Meraglim? But Vayita v'ena adavar, when I saw that sort of panic, that sort of inappropriate, misplaced urgency that was born out of a lack of bitachon. Well, if Klal Yisrael's bitachon was not as strong, then the Hashgacha Pratis would not be as profound. And so we require more of the natural processes, more of the natural procedures, such as Meraglim. And that's really, at its core, the Beis HaMikdash is more than a place of karbonis. It certainly is a place of karbonis. But when we wonder what it is we're being misabel over, Beis HaMikdash was the center of so many mitzvahs. Beis HaMikdash was the seat of Torah Shebichsav and the seat of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rav Shechter often reminds us. And the Luchas were housed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Sefer Torah Shekasav Moshe. Chazal tells us there were several very authoritative, particularly authoritative Sifrei Torah, Sifrei Azara, they were housed in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Rambam speaks about the Sanhedrin, the Beis Din HaGadol, not only a judicial body, but as Amud HaHorah, they were the center, the core of the Torah Shebaal Peh and the Masorah Torah Shebaal Peh. And Halacha teaches us that the ideal meeting place, the Beis Din HaGadol, is in Lishkas HaGaz, it's right near the Mizbeach, right near the place of bringing karbanos. Beis HaMikdash was Beis HaMikdash was not only a place of Avodos HaKarbonos, but also the center of Avodos HaTzvila. As Chazal tells, even when Davin's elsewhere, in some sense the Tfilas are powered
through the Beis HaMikdash, through the Makam Mikdash. Chazal described the Beis HaMikdash as being a place of communal chesed, of being Mesameach Chasanim, of being Menachem Avelim. So Beis HaMikdash was the center of so many different mitzvahs, Torah and Tefillah, and yes, Karbanos, and Chesed. Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalmi comments, was the center of Nevuah. Beis HaMikdash was the center of our Avos Hashem in a very broad sense. And that's because the Beis HaMikdash was the headquarters of people coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Navi describes, Psukim and Chumash already describe, V'asu limikdash v'shachanti besocham. Pasuk in Parashas Truma, make me a mikdash. Before the Torah gets to the details, the core of it is v'shachanti besocham. Mikdash is a place, a mishkan. It's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can dwell among us. That's a metaphor, but it means the Beis HaMikdash was a center for people to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was an incredible, unimaginably strong driver of kirvas Elohim, an unimaginably strong catalyst to enable people to sense the extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a part of our lives. That's why it was a center of so many different mitzvahs. It was the natural place to headquarter so many different aspects of our Avos Hashem, because Beis HaMikdash is where we were able to sense more than anywhere else that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our lives, that He wants us to bring Him in. And He wants us to realign our lives with His will, with His Ratzon. It was a place that was the antidote to the way Rashi in this week's parasha describes Klal Yisrael as feeling distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Irbuvia, because we didn't feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in us. And so if over the course of these days leading up to Tishah, we feel a sense of loneliness, distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we're supposed to be tuning into. This is a time when we're able to sense what it is that we're missing. What are we misabel? We're misabel the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not as much a part of our lives, or more precisely, we don't perceive Him in our lives as much as we ought to, as much as we could. And over the course of these days, it's a particularly powerful time for us to carve out 5-10 minutes here and there to be misbonin on this, to think about what it would be like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was more apparent in our lives. And then to yearn for that, and to include that in our tefillah, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem. This is a time that enables us to notice what we're missing, to notice the gap, what it would be like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to be more apparent in our lives, and to daven that reality be returned to us very, very soon. And then these days will be once again Levesis Yehuda, L'sason, L'simcha. May we see that Geula very soon.